Hey, welcome to Let's Talk Guthrie County on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. I'm your host, Andrew Zupkoff. Today, our guest is Abby Kincaid with HCI Hospice Care Services. We'll be talking about National Healthcare Decisions Day, which is Saturday. And Abby, to start things off, what is National Healthcare Decisions Day?
National Healthcare Decisions Day is coming up. It's Saturday, April 16th, and it's actually the 9th annual National Healthcare Decisions Day. And it is really just a reminder for all of us the importance of having advanced directives in place. So this day is devoted to making sure the public is aware of the importance of the advanced directive documents, what they are, how to get them, how to fill them out, and really what we want to focus on is having the conversation. So not so much about, yes, it's important to have the documents and having them filled out, but the meat and potatoes is having the conversation and making sure everyone is aware of what those decisions would be for the advanced directives.
Why is this something that's really important for local people to do?
That's a great question. One of the statistics that we have is that for people who have a terminally ill illness, only 50% of them have advanced directives in place. So when you're facing a serious health issue, if you haven't had those conversations with your family or with whoever you name as your healthcare power of attorney, or if you haven't named the healthcare power of attorney, there's a really a lot of ambiguity in what your decisions would be. What would you want? What would you not want in this situation? So really the goal of National Healthcare Decisions Day is to remind people the importance of having advanced directives in place. So I'm talking specifically about like a power of attorney for healthcare. So somebody that would be able to make your healthcare decisions for you in the event that you're not able to make those decisions. So it only comes into play when you cannot make your own decisions. But what we really want is to stress the importance to people to have this document in place, but more importantly, to have that conversation with whomever they're naming as their power of attorney. Whomever that person is going to be that is making your decisions for you when you cannot, we really want to encourage people to have that conversation with those people to say, these are the things I would want and these are the things I would not want. Because a lot of times what happens is those conversations don't happen. So we have a power of attorney that is named, but that person has no idea what mom, dad, brother, aunt, uncle, whoever it is, may have wanted in that situation. So they're making their best guess as to what that person would want, but never really knowing for sure. So we're encouraging everyone not only to fill out the documents, but have those conversations.
And now to reiterate, you know, this isn't something that's a good idea only for people that are terminally ill or maybe
Correct.
Getting a little bit older. This is a good idea for pretty much all adults. Is that right?
Correct.
Talk a little bit about that.
That is absolutely right. I think that's another misconception about advanced directives is that I only need to do it when I am facing a terminal illness or when I have a chronic medical condition. We want to encourage everyone to have some advanced directives in place and to have these conversations with their families so they know what their wishes would be. Things happen. Unfortunate events happen to young people, old people, to everyone. So we want to make sure that when those things do happen, that families are aware, that friends are aware, that healthcare providers as well are aware. So having these conversations now, documenting them, and making sure everyone has copies of those documents and knowing what the wishes are is really what is important.
And Abby, your organization, HCI Care Services, is actually providing free advanced care packets, which have all of this important paperwork to fill out. Why don't you talk a little bit what all is in there and then tell us where we can get those packets?
Absolutely. So every HCI hospice office location does have advanced directive packets that you could pick up. You can call one of the offices and have them mailed to you. You can visit our website, and we can have one sent to you as well. Our website is www.hcicareservices.org. And in that packet, what you will find is you will find paperwork on how to fill out an advanced directive for healthcare power of attorney, so who you would want to name in the event that you can't make your own decisions. That document is in there. There's also a document in there on how to fill out a living will. So and a living will, we haven't talked about that much yet, but a living will is a different kind of advance directive from the healthcare power of attorney. The living will really talks more about the medical treatments you would or would not want if you were at the end of your life. So it's important to have both. There's actually a handful of advanced care documents that we suggest people have all of them, because they all have value and they all do something a little bit differently. So in those packets, you will find the healthcare power of attorney, the living will. But even with that, it's also important for people to know it's not advanced care planning and advanced directives are not just a one-time thing. You do it and you're done with it. Because as we get older, as our health condition changes, our goals will change as well. So what we may want now, we may not want 10 years from now, or vice versa. So it's always a good idea to look at those documents again and to look at the healthcare power of attorney and say, is this still the person I want to make my decisions? Is this the best person who would be able to follow through on my decisions when I can't make them for myself? And with the living will, it's a good idea to look at that again and say, is this still what I want? Are these still my goals? Or have they changed a little bit as my health has changed? Because you can always change your advanced directives.
All right, Abby, very good. Anything else you think people should know about National Healthcare Decisions Day, which is, again, coming up on Saturday, April 16th?
No, I just think that the biggest thing that we want people to be aware of is that the conversation is important. We want to make sure that people are having those conversations with their family members, with their physicians, so their physicians are aware of what their goals are as well. There's another statistic that we have that says between 65 and 76% of physicians who had patients with an advance directive were not aware that the advance directive existed. So we definitely want to make sure that everyone's looping their physician in as well, making sure that they have a copy of these advance directives as well.
This is the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.